All right, so as you can see, I'm trying to land a podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about the ego that has surfaced on this journey thus far and what it has taught me. Before I get to the story, you must understand why I started this podcast in the first place. If you listen to episode 0 or 1, you would kind of have an idea that I want to share my journey of growing closer to my heart and inspire others to do the same. So when I started this podcast, I was at the pinnacle of many realizations, and I thought, holy shit, I've reached enlightenment. Okay, don't exit out yet. I know that was cringe. But it was because for the very first time, I unlocked how to feel my emotions, let them guide me to my childhood wounds, found my inner child locked in the closet and tended to her. And I had never felt so connected to my heart before that moment that I thought I hit the ceiling. You know what I mean? Like, it was the best I knew, so I thought it was the best, period. And although I am blessed with such amazing and kind people around me, only one of them seemed to be on the same page as me. So in my surroundings, this progress, this realization felt like an unmet need. Subsequently, of course, when that whole thing happened, I was like, oh my god, I have to share this with the world. I'm going to start a podcast and it's gonna be huge. I'm sure y'all can tell, even if you don't consider yourself spiritual, that that's a lot of big fat ego talking. But I did feel a lot of excitement for life at that time, so I guess considering the intention, it wasn't a bad thing either. Anywho, then I joined X, formerly known as Twitter, to help spread my podcast. And X is where all the greatest minds in the world collectively come and share their thoughts and insights. And goddamn, I realized that so many people are more spiritually advanced than me. It was kind of a humbling experience. It's like, why did I think I would be one of the very few special people to have figured it out? Like, this is literally the only journey 8 billion humans on Earth are on, and humans have been on since the beginning of time. And my big fat ego was like, oh my god, girl, we're on the front line. I can't with her. Anywho, it's fine. Being a human involves a series of ego deaths, right? And with every ego death, it kind of leaves you feeling confused and lost for a bit. Like, okay, I thought I was at the front line, but now I know I'm not. So what do I have to offer? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is insecurity. So for several days, I was kind of in a haze and paranoia that I was not, quote unquote, spiritually advanced enough to help people and that people would think I was a fraud. And of course, to really nail in the lesson, the universe sent me a trigger that resulted in me feeling hate, not just dislike, but hate resurfacing for a certain group of people in my life. And when that happens, I freaked out even more because, like, how am I going to help people now? Like, look at me, I'm feeling hate. So I called the one friend I mentioned before and I told her what I was feeling, that I was feeling hate. And I thought that I had worked through it already. What my friend said to me was so simple, but it instantly put me at ease. She said, it's okay to feel hate. It's not like you're gonna act on it. It's not like you're hurting anyone. Just let yourself feel it. It's almost like I needed that permission to feel the hate because I was trying so hard to push it down to be zen. My friend gave me the space to let the hate fully resurface, run through my body, and leave my body. And the crazy thing is, after the feeling of hate left, I felt so much lighter, and I started feeling compassion for that group of people. Now, healing does not happen in one shot, right? So I still occasionally have resentment resurfacing, and I just let my body feel the feelings. I might even cry a little bit or punch the pillow a little bit just to let the emotion leave my body. And the same thing happens right after every episode. I would start feeling compassion. At this point, I'm kind of making peace with the idea that healing is a lifelong journey. It will just be easier and lighter every day. And maybe one day I will feel fully healed. I don't know. That's a matter of the future. But my ego would definitely brag about it to you guys if it happens. So that was the first lesson I learned, that my egotistic concern to be, quote unquote, a spiritual guru was blinding me from doing the real internal work of feeling my emotions, which is funny because it was what I wanted to preach in the first place. The irony, right? The second lesson I learned was when I got myself to watch the Danny Miranda podcast with his friends, Tej, Al, and Tanya. Now, I didn't know who they were before I joined X, but apparently they are huge in the spiritual community on X. So of course, my ego was intimidated as heck. She was so scared to feel inadequate, but I got us to watch their podcast anyway. And wow, I was so humbled by their conversation. I learned so much from their mindsets and journeys. But more importantly, I learned that they still have resurfacing negative feelings just like me. Talia was talking about how she learned to scream into her pillow to let out resurfacing anger. Tej said he has a mentor who helps him process resurfacing negative feelings. And Al was talking about her growth in romantic relationships. And that was an aha moment for me. And maybe because my ego also felt a little bit validated, but I realized that no matter how spiritually advanced we are still humans. We are here on Earth to have human experiences and feelings and emotions are part of that. And they're not going to go away, no matter how spiritually advanced you are. I am so grateful and appreciative of their honest conversation. And now I feel even more inspired to share my experiences with you guys. There are people at every level of this journey who need help and could benefit from hearing others' experiences, just like how I benefited from listening to Danny and his friends. And every experience is unique, so why am I comparing myself to people who are more advanced than me? Why not learn from them so I can be more connected like they are? Why not help those who are trying to get to where I am at? Comparing myself to others also prevented me from focusing on my internal state and kicked me back into validation-seeking mode. In the end, we all have the same spiritual potential. It's the one thing no one has more or less. So why am I comparing myself? Why not stick to my truth, share how I'm actually really feeling, and share more of the messy experiences that lead to the next moment of growth? So here I am, facing my ego. She is not happy right now. I can feel her saying, why are we exposing that we're not perfect? But it's okay. Maybe she's just hangry. I'll feed her later. I'll see you on the next episode of What the F is Being a Human. Bye.
Goodbye.